Pashas Baharim B'chukosai. And as we well know, Pashas B'chukosai contains one of the two major tochachot that we find in the Torah, one of the two major rebukes through our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Starts off by saying, if we follow the mitzvahs, everything is going to be amazing, amazingly great. But if we decide not to follow the mitzvot, and we just keep adding on chataim upon chataim, things are going to be disastrous, terrible. The first one appears in Parshat Bechukotai, the second one appears in Parshas Kisavo. The Gemara in Masechet Makos, and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, quotes the following statement of Rav. Amar Rav, Mistafina mehaikra. I am terrified, I am frightened of the following pasuk, a pasuk that appears in the Tochacha and Parshas Bechukosai, Va'abadetem bagoyim. In Perek Chavav, pasuk Lamed Ches, the Torah tells us, Va'avadetem ba'goyim va'ochla eschem eretz oyveichem. And he was frightened by the pasuk, by the threat that we will be lost amongst the goyim. What was so frightening? Because we'll be lost. Lost and gone. So Rav Papa responds, Maskev la Rav Papa, he challenged Rav's being so frightened. Dilma ka'aveda hamisbakeshes. Tichsiv ta'isi kese'a oved bakesh avdecha. Maybe we're talking about an aveda that's going to be searched for. And he quotes the last pasuk in that very, very long parak of Tehillim, the longest parak in all of Tanakh, Kuf Yutes. Ta'isi kiseh oved, I have wandered, I have strayed like a lost sheep. Go search for your servant. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the machlokas? What's going on here between Rav and Rav Papa? So I saw in the Sefer Ol Moshe, of course. Says two things. Firstly, there are two definitions for the word Aveda. Just like there are two definitions when we use the term something is lost. Sometimes when we say something is lost, we mean it's lost. It's finished. I mean, we use it in different sense. Like for instance, if there's a game and they lost, that's it, they're out. And sometimes we say, you know, it's a lost cause. There's nothing to be done about it. And therefore, there are things that we talk about that are lost, and they're just plain history. And then there's another type of loss. There's something that's lost. I lost my wallet. But what do I do now? I go searching for it. I go looking for it. So on the one hand, Rav was worried that the pasuk says, it's a lost cause. V'avadetem b'goyim, you're lost, you're finished, you're gone. And the Rav Papa says, no, maybe it's an aveda hamisbakeshes. It's an aveda that's being searched for. And you go looking for it. And therefore, Rav Papa said, it's not something, it's not wonderful news, but it's not a death sentence. Lost, and we'll go looking for it. But Rav Papa adds in an added point. When I lost my wallet, I go looking for my wallet, but what doesn't happen? My wallet isn't looking for me. It's an inanimate object. I miss my wallet, but my wallet doesn't miss me. But when my sheep strays and gets lost, what does it start doing? Starts looking for its master, starts looking for its home, starts looking for familiar surroundings. And what does it start doing when it's looking? It starts, I think the term is bleating. That's a term that a sheep makes. starts crying out. And therefore, when I'm looking for my sheep, in a certain sense, my sheep is looking for me. And it starts crying out. And because it starts crying out, what am I able to do? I'm able to find it. Says Rav Papa, not only are we in Aveda HaMisbakeshes, that it's something that's lost, that the owner is looking for, but we quote this pasuk from Tehillim, Ta'isi Kiseh Oved. We're like a lost sheep who's bleating, who's crying out to its owner. And we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bakei Shavdecha, go searching for your servant. We're crying out to you. You come searching for us. And therefore, if we're lost and we cry out, then the owner will find us. So how come we're still lost? If we're like a sheep, the owner should have found us already. Evidently, maybe we're not crying out as much as we should. Maybe the Master is looking for us, but we're not quite looking as much for the Master. There's a story told, and I may have told it already, but it's a good story anyway, that the Beis Halevi, Yosheber Soloveitchik, great-grandfather of the Rav, was offered the position as Rav, if I remember correctly, I think it was in his first Rabbanus, in the city of Slutsk. And he didn't want the job. So when the delegation for the city came to him and offered him the Rabbanus of Slutsk, he turned them down. Short time later, another delegation came. And they had, I guess, the Shtar Rabbanus signed by all the heads of the households in Slutsk. And they said to him, Rabbeinu, 20,000 Jews are waiting for you to become Rav in the city of Slutsk. The Beis Halevi said, how can I keep 20,000 Jews waiting? And he agreed to become the Rav of the city of Slutsk. Years later, they told over the story to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim started to cry. Said to him, Rabbeinu, why are you crying? So he said, Beis Halevi was a tremendous tzaddik. And he was a tremendous Baal Rachamim. How could he keep 20,000 Jews waiting? But do you think that Melech HaMashiach is any less of a tzaddik? Any less of a Baal Rachamim? If the Beis Halevi couldn't keep 20,000 Jews waiting and he came, so how come Melech HaMashiach isn't coming? It must be, said the Chafetz Chaim, that there aren't 20,000 Jews waiting for Melech HaMashiach to come. In a little bit that I spoke about for Yom HaTzmaut, now we all say that we're waiting for Mashiach. But very often it's on our terms. How many of us are really, really, truly waiting for Melech HaMashiach? Now this would be a very, very depressing way to end the Dvar Torah. So it doesn't end here. In the end of the Tochacha in Parshas Buchukosai, after telling us all the terrible things that will happen, it says, Vavadetem Bagoyim, but eventually, Vihisvadu Esavona Vesavona Vosam, Bnei Yisrael will confess their Averos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would react, V'zacharti as b'risi Yaakov, Avas b'risi Yitzchak, Avas b'risi Avram eskar, V'aretz eskar, V'aretz te'ozev mehem, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'zacharti la b'risi shonim, and he's going to remember us. And the Golus is going to end. But as I said, there are two tochachos in the Torah. One in Parshas Bechukosai, and one in Parshas Kisava. Why two? So Mefarshim explain, because there are two Golios. There's the Golos of Bayis Rishon, and there's the Golos of Bayis Sheni. The Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai is connected to the Golos of Bayis Rishon. The Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo is connected to the Golos that we're in, the Bayis Sheni Golos. And there, if you take a look at the end of Parshas Kisavo, there the end of the Tochacha seems to be extremely frightening. Because what does it say at the end of the Tochacha? It's not what it says, what it doesn't say. At the end of the Tochacha, in this week's Parsha, B'chukosai, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to remember the Bris. Everything's going to turn around. But in the one in Parsha's Kisavo, it doesn't say that. Vayishiv Hashem Mitzrayim bani alz baderach asher amati lecha lo sisiv od lerosa this makartem sham lo yevecha, they're going to be sold as slaves lavodim v'lishvachos vein kona. End of Tochacha. No good tidings. So if you think that the Bar Torah ended bad, ended on a sour note, then if we end here, the whole Tochacha ends on a sour note. Except, to read very carefully, about four psukim before the end of the Tochacha, the Torah tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send us, spread us out amongst the Goyim, uvagoyim ahem lo sargia, you'll have no rest, v'lo yem manoach l'kaf raglecha. There'll be no rest for your feet. Sounds terrible. But the Medrash Rabbah says, no. It's good news. We're going to be sold as slaves, and it's good news. We're going to have no rest. It says, pay attention to the words, says the Medrash. Where do those words, almost identical words, appear elsewhere in Chumash? You know where? V'lo yem manoach l'kaf raglecha. Nobody. Parshas Noach. Where in Parshas Noach? Says that Noach, after the Mabul, Vayishalach Esayona Meito Liros Hakalu Amayim Me'al Pnei Adama, Yonah sent out, Noach sent out the Yonah. V'lo Matza Hayona Manoach L'Kaf Ragla. It had no rest. What did it do? Vatosha Ve'lov Elateva. It goes back home. The Tochacha tells us in Parshas Kisov, in the Golas that we're not going to have Manoach L'Kaf Ragleinu. And that's really a bracha. Because when you have no Manoach L'Kaf Raglecha, when you spread out all over, eventually what do? You're like the Yonah. You go back home. It's a big bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us too much rest in our Golas. We had it too easy, and everything was so wonderful, and everything was so amazing. We may not return to the Teva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that things won't be so, so great that we'll say, Mahavdil, like Dorothy, there's no place like home. The truth is that the Gemara itself in Makos tells us not to be so worried. It's true that Moshe said, Va'avadetem ba'goyim, but Yeshayahu HaNavi comes along in Perek. Chav Zayin, if I remember. Perek Chav Zayin. Pasuk Yud Gimel. The word about Va'avadetem ba'goyim. Vaya vayamahu yitaka b'shofar gadol uvo ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim v'shtachavu l'Hashem b'arakodesh b'Yerushalayim. The ovdim, the people who are lost, they may not think about home, they may not even realize how lost they are, but the shofar gadol will be blown. And even those who are totally lost are going to return to our Kodesh Yerushalayim. The Levi Yitzchak Miberdichev once got up on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. He said, Ribono Shel Olam, how many tkios have Bnei Yisrael been blowing for thousands of years? Try to make a cheshbon. How many tkiyos? Din d'oraita, you have to have 9 tkiyos. Our minhag is to have 30, which then blossomed into 100 tkiyos. One day Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And how many thousands of kehilos, tens of thousands of kehilos all over the world, over thousands of years. How many tkios, Ribono Shel Olam? Look at what we've done. And what do we ask in return? Just one tkia. Just one. Vaya bayom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. One tkia, Ribono Shel Olam. That's all we're asking for. If we've blown so many, Bezat Hashem soon will be zocher to hear one tkiyah in return.